I don't know. I mean, I don't sit there and watch his film, I mean, and grade him or anything. But, yeah, I mean, there's been stretches. I mean, you look at the year we went 15-1. I mean, there's games that across the board, our offense has played better, and I think him as well. So that's what we need to get to that. We're winning games, but I don't think we're playing as good as we can. So that's obviously a good and bad thing. But as long as we keep getting better, we'll be all right.
McCarthy was also talking about the offense being more efficient. How do you become more efficient? Where are those inefficiencies at?
Just execution, eliminating the mistakes. If it's assignments, if it's drops, penalties, not winning your one-on-one battle. So across the board, it's just execution and being consistent with that. And kind of like we were in Chicago when we didn't have to punt. But even then, we had opportunities where we could have scored more points and had to settle for field goals. So it's always just picking it apart and better execution.
Nice to see Devontae step his game up the way he did it because Aaron was going to him early often.
Absolutely. Devontae's continued to grow. He's made some big plays for us. Was very alert late in the game, obviously, with the fake spike. And made it, you know, a smart play of getting to the boundary and getting as much as he could and, you know, eventually getting pushed out of bounds. So it's great to see him continue to develop, continue to grow, and we're going to need more from him as the year goes on, and he'll just continue to get better with that.
How about that fake spike? How many guys knew? You didn't know he was doing fake spikes, right?
No, I had a feeling. It didn't surprise me when he did, to be honest with you, but I knew he wasn't going to throw it to me in the middle of the field, so I didn't even move, so everyone's laughing at that. But I think Randall and Devontae were, you know, always on alert. I mean, we do it in practice, and there'll be times he just spikes it, and we still kind of, you know, anticipate something. So you're always on alert. And it was great that Devontae, especially being a young guy, was able to make that play.
Jordy, so many people talk about Seattle's home field advantage, but I looked at some stats with Aaron Rodgers and games he's finished, obviously last year without him. There were some home losses, but he's like 32-2 in his last 34 home starts. How important do you think your home field advantage is, and is it underrated in what?
I don't know. I think it's always better to play at home. I think it's tough to win games on the road. I think that's one point. Two, I think we've had good teams when Aaron's been a starter. So we've won games on the road and home. We've had good records the last few years. I think it is tough to come into Lambeau and play, especially late in the year when it gets colder. I think just the differences, the noise level is what Seattle gets the credit for and what they've done the last couple of years. So I think that's where they get a lot of the home field advantage. But obviously they've won the games at home. So, that's just what they've done with their crowd noise there is what's gotten them all the attention. And they've been a good team the last couple of years and won games. So that's probably why they've gotten all the looks and we've been probably overlooked, I guess.
Some of your young receivers up here playing more. How about downfield blocking? That's something you guys are really taking pride in your position. How difficult is it to get those guys up to speed in that aspect of the game?
It sometimes can be hard, especially not knowing where they came from college-wise. If they ran, I mean, someone like Devontae, I don't know how much they even ran the ball. And then sometimes you get guys in here that never were, you know, responsible for blocking. So, but that changes quickly when you have a running back as your coach. So we learn to block for the run game, but we take pride in it. I mean, especially the way our running backs run. I mean, even though it was a 2-yard gain, that run, or 1-yard gain, I don't even know how much it was, that Eddie had in the game, the way they can break tackles, it's fun to watch. Unfortunately, we don't get to do much of that during the game. So, you know, and it's taking pride in your work. And if your guy makes a tackle, it's honestly a little embarrassing. And, you know, it hurts when you see that on film. So we take it personal and try to do our best. Sometimes our guy still makes the tackle or comes off on it. But we take that personal and try to do better.
With Jarrett's injury and Devontae getting more action, do you think that's accelerated his development as a rookie?
Absolutely. I think the more game reps you get, the better you're going to be. And you can practice all you want, but the speed of the game is different. The anticipation, the way we do things in the game is different than what we do in practice. So the more reps you get in a game, you know, the quicker you develop. And so it's all about the opportunities. He's making the most of them so far and just will continue to develop and, you know, put those on top of his practice reps and, you know, he'll become a great player.
What concerns you most about this Carolina team? Defense you're about to face.
It's a great defense. I mean, they got the guys that can make plays across the board. Again, it's going to be come down to our execution. I mean, they got different players that can make different plays in different areas. Obviously, they have Keekly, the linebacker, that's all over the place. So, but if we take care of the ball and do what we're supposed to do, I think we'll be all right.
Statistically, Carolina's defense isn't quite where it was last year, but looking at the tape, does it look like the same team? The stats just aren't lining up.
I think they're probably missing a little pass rush, obviously, with the situation that they have over there. But they still got the linebacker play, quality DBs across the board that can make plays. I think maybe they're trying to figure themselves out because I know their secondary is kind of patched together from different teams, you know, through free agency. So not guys that have played together a lot. But they can still make plays. They can play, have a good defense, and we just can't give them anything to get confident about and just make sure we execute and do our job.